Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Putin's talking nukes. It's got the markets down today. There's a Trump trial decision later on, but first, a deportation fears and what LA's doing about it.
The LA City Council is expected to pass a local law today to officially make LA a sanctuary city. And the school board is also expected to take some actions aimed at protecting migrants from the incoming Trump administration. Let's get more live right now from our John Baird.
The school board is expected to pass resolutions reaffirming support for both immigrants and those in the LGBTQ community, and the LA City Council, like you said, is about to vote on making LA a sanctuary city. Now, this law, if passed, would make it official, meaning the city would not be able to use any resources, you know, money, city personnel, to help the feds enforce immigration laws. Over at CHRLA, the Coalition for Humane Immigrants' Rights, spokesman Jorge Mario Cabrera tells me this sanctuary law is vital.
So we celebrate it, we applaud it, and we certainly hope that the council will consider it and vote for it today.
Still, millions of Americans voted for Donald Trump, who has made mass deportation his top policy. As for the LA School Board, the members could vote today for four resolutions aimed at also protecting immigrants and their families. Part of the plan is to provide training for teachers and administrators and others on how to deal, or maybe not deal, with federal immigration officials when they come around asking for information on students, family, and staff members. Mike and Vicky.
Decision day in New York today. Judge overseeing the president-elect's criminal case set to decide whether he'll face sentencing on the 34 felony counts. This is the trial from back in May, falsifying the business records related to the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says the judge has to weigh what the Supreme Court said about immunity a couple months after the case ended.
Judge Mershon must decide whether evidence introduced in his courtroom against Donald Trump would today be excluded based on the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity for official acts. For instance, the jury heard testimony from Trump's executive assistant and his communications director about things said in the Oval Office. The jury might have been persuaded by those testimonies, but were they allowed to hear it?
Two women claim that Donald Trump's nominee for attorney general paid them for sex. One says she was a teenager, 17 at the time. This, as a person familiar with the appointment process, told CBS that Trump wants to name all of his cabinet-level picks by Thanksgiving. Here's CBS News correspondent Christiane Benavides.
Joel Leppard is the attorney for two women who testified before the committee. He said his clients told the panel they were paid to have sex with Gates at a party in Orlando, Florida, in 2017. One woman testified she witnessed Gates having sex with a minor.
She arrived at the party. She had sex with Representative Gates within minutes of her arrival. Later on, when she was walking out to the pool area, she observed to her right Representative Gates having sex with her friend, who was 17 at the time.
The House Ethics Committee could talk about it tomorrow.
The president-elect announcing another pick for his cabinet, also this one with ties to Fox News.
Former Wisconsin Republican representative and current Fox Business co-host Sean Duffy has been chosen by President-elect Trump to be his transportation secretary. Duffy saying on Fox Business after the election and as Trump began announcing his choices,
"We're going to get America First agenda through the Senate and to the American people.
The president-elect says that Duffy will prioritize excellence, competence, competitiveness, and beauty when rebuilding America's highways, tunnels, bridges, and airports. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Ukraine fired off long-range missiles into Russia that were provided by the U.S. And Vladimir Putin, well, he's not having it. He is changing the rules when it comes to nukes. And all of this saber rattling has rattled the global money markets.
The updated directive says Russia could consider using nuclear weapons in response to any conventional assault supported by a nuclear power, and that any aggression by a state which is a member of a coalition will be considered aggression by the whole coalition. In a special EU session marking 1,000 days since the Russian invasion, a standing ovation for Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, who once again warned...
Putin is focused on winning this war. He will not stop on his own.
Calling for more and tougher sanctions. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
And the Dow is off about 300 points right now. The president-elect, Donald Trump, has confirmed that he will declare a national emergency when he takes office to carry out his plan of mass deportations of illegal criminal immigrants. But the move could have a major ripple effect on the economy and actually cause inflation to increase, since the migrants are employed in some of those essential industries like farming and construction. Talked about it this morning with Robert Lynch. He's an economics professor at Washington College in Maryland.
How about we start with what we know from the past? There have been deportation efforts before in the hundreds of thousands, you know, not millions, but what are the ripple effects that we saw and we could see?
Right. You're correct that there have been several major episodes of mass deportations in the past, one in the 1930s, one in the 1960s, and then two recently in from 2007, 2008, and then from about 2008 to 2014. And what's interesting is that in all of these cases, the proponents of mass deportations argued that this would create jobs for hundreds of thousands of low-educated American workers, typically people without college degrees, raise their wages, boost the economy. And unfortunately, in all four cases, the opposite happened. We found there was job loss, there was wage loss, government revenue loss, and somewhat higher inflation.
Does it come back to that old idea, and people paraphrase this a lot, but they say, you know, there's a lot of jobs that people just don't want to do, and it's the undocumented immigrants that go and take those jobs. They're the ones who do those jobs.
That's definitely absolutely part of the reason why that happens. But there are several other reasons, too. So, yes, many people understand that there are jobs that, for example, picking fruits and vegetables in the Central Valley of California in the blazing sun is not things that someone's going to move from Tennessee to take that job if it becomes available. But there are other reasons, too, that that this happens. One is the fact that when you remove 8 million workers, that's how many undocumented workers are in the U.S. economy right now, those people are earning hundreds of billions of dollars every year, and they're spending that money on thousands of goods and services every year. And if you remove those people and their income and their spending, then American firms are going to find themselves selling hundreds of billions of dollars less. When they can't sell as much, they're going to cut back on production. When they cut back on production, they're going to lay off workers or they're going to lower wages. So that's another important reason why that happens. And finally, one other very important reason, and perhaps the most important that is not well understood, is that typically undocumented workers work in not in competition, but in cooperation with American workers. We see that in construction. We see that in farming. We see that in manufacturing. And if a company loses, say, 20-25% of its workforce who are undocumented, they simply can't produce the goods and services they were doing before, and they're forced to either cut back or shut down, and then American workers lose their jobs as well.
Let's talk about farmers for just a second here in the remaining time that we have, because this is California, right? When you talk to farmers, what do they say? What would they want to see in terms of getting people here either on a temporary basis or an extended kind of temporary basis? Because there are visas, but they don't last forever.
Correct. And obviously, the most sensible thing would be to do some sort of comprehensive immigration reform where we standardize the process. There was, unfortunately, there was a bipartisan bill that was agreed to in the Senate, but it never did not pass about almost a year ago now, or less than a year ago. And so a significant reform bill that would regularize the process that would establish ways of doing this that would be efficient, effective, and also somewhat humane, too. Because one of the problems, too, people have to realize that many of the unauthorized people here are married to American citizens, have American children. So this affects American families and not just the undocumented workers who are here.
Again, that is Washington College economics professor Robert Lynch. Planning to travel for Thanksgiving? There will be a lot of company, especially on the roads. We'll have more on that as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Did you see the people up on the ride at Knott's Berry Farm? They got stuck for a couple hours on one of those spinning rides.
The malfunction on the Soul Spin ride happened just at about 2 in the afternoon. The ride refused to descend, leaving 22 people in harnesses, several stories in the air. Jenny and a friend were evacuated from that portion of the park and noticed the commotion almost at once.
We saw a huge machine that they were bringing in. It was like a huge crane. And we didn't really know why. We thought maybe they were doing construction or something. So we left that area of the park. And then about 15 or 20 minutes later, there was just choppers everywhere. And everything was cordoned off at that time.
Yeah. Did you actually see the ride itself and anyone there?
I was able to see part of the ride through the trees from where they quarantined us off, and we did see some people with their legs dangling.
Park personnel managed to lower the ride to the ground after about 2 hours. Two people were hospitalized as a precaution. Other people were a little disappointed by not being able to go into the area closed off to use other rides, but for some people, well, they made the best of it. One woman saying she and her two kids were able to go on Ghost Rider 5 times. At Knott's Berry Farm, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
So we've been looking ahead to the Thanksgiving holiday, telling you that it's going to be crowded out there. AAA again saying it's, what's the worst time to get out there? Wednesday before Thanksgiving. They say traffic's going to be horrible on the 5 north between LA and Bakersfield. Couldn't have guessed that. And the 10 in LA and Riverside counties and the 15 in San Diego counties. How about that 405?
How about that 405?
Tuesday before Thanksgiving, also expected to be busy between 1 and 7 in the afternoon. Drive time will be about 40% longer than normal.
And leave tomorrow.
Just go work remotely. This is all according to the transportation analysis firm INRIX.
The big box stores are battling for business for Thanksgiving. The supermarkets, you know, dropping the prices for the turkeys. Dollar a pound at Aldi, Target 99 cents, Costco the same, Amazon Fresh 49 cents a pound. If you need the whole meal, lots of deals out there.
Grocery chains are competing for a place on the Thanksgiving table. Walmart has a 29-item offer, a frozen turkey and side dishes for less than $55. It serves 8, adding up to less than $7 per person. Brenda Holloway in Columbus, Ohio says grocery shopping, especially now, is stressful.
Should I choose this item with this pricing, or should I not, because you know you have other bills and things that are coming up now?
Target's version of a Thanksgiving meal for 4 people costs $20. Robin Wenzel is with Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute.
Be proactive, shop around, look for the deals. There are a lot of retailers that are offering bundles out there, but you can also shop with store brands and a mixture of some name brands and still save money.
Wenzel says, for example, some name brand versions of cranberry sauce are less expensive than the store brands. I'm Ed Donahue.
A rare addition to the Holocaust Museum in Los Angeles, a train car that Nazis used to take Jews to their death during World War II. Here's Emily Valdez.
The train car was a donation to Holocaust Museum LA. It is one of just a few dozen of these box cars left in the world.
During the Holocaust, 75,000 boxcars were used to deport Jews from the ghettos to the camps.
Beth Keene is the museum's CEO.
This boxcar is going to be used as a very powerful teaching tool for our students and visitors. When visitors enter this exhibit, they're going to learn about the Jewish life that existed before the war, the rich, vibrant Jewish culture that existed, and then they're going to learn how the transit system actually played a role during the war, because the death camps couldn't have happened without the boxcars.
The boxcar will sit in its own exhibit on top of the museum in a new wing that's slated to open in 2026. In the Fairfax District, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Spirit Airlines filing for bankruptcy protection. Would you fly with them? Would Peter Greenberg fly with them? We're going to talk to our KNX News travel editor coming up next as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
So Spirit got in trouble. We know that. Filing for the bankruptcy protection. They've got the exit plan. They say they'll be okay. What about some of the other airlines that are having to make changes? Because maybe we just don't want the kind of buy the seat and then add on everything else pricing structure anymore. Live now with our KNX News travel editor, Peter Greenberg.
Good morning, Peter.
And good morning, guys.
So Spirit is probably not, you know, your airline of choice, but just broadly speaking, when an airline has money trouble, they're cutting back to kind of keep afloat. Would you recommend that people fly with Spirit?
Well, I'm going to give you a qualified yes, because what Spirit did yesterday was they filed for Chapter 11 reorganization under the federal bankruptcy laws, not a Chapter 7. Spirit is still going to operate. They're not ceasing operations. They're not being liquidated. They're trying to get some additional crediting and financing in place. Now, as we've talked about before, for the last year, they've been losing money. They haven't made a profit really since 2019. They've lost over, you know, $2.5 billion in debt right now that they have to restructure, and that's not going to be easy. They've furloughed some pilots. They've sold some planes. They've cut back on routes, but they're still going to operate. So if you buy your ticket with a credit card, and you're doing this in the short term, let's say between now and February, you should have no trouble whatsoever. The question is, what kind of airline will Spirit become when they actually reorganize? And we'll have to wait to see.
How do you know it's not his airline over there? How do you know he's not sitting in the big front seat with a yellow shirt that says Howdy, sipping on a buzz ball? I mean, you don't know.
Maybe.
Well, you know, now that you brought it up, I do fly Spirit. I've flown Spirit a lot because their fares have been so low compared to their competitors in the past. But here's Spirit's problem now. If every airline is a low-fare airline, and the only thing Spirit has to compete with is low fares, that's where they have a problem, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, what are we thinking with these other airlines? I mean, Southwest, we've talked about the changes they're making. JetBlue tried to merge. That didn't work out because they said no. Frontier, we think of as another budget carrier.
Well, Frontier, you know, was the original merger candidate for Spirit. But then JetBlue came in with a better offer. The shareholders of Spirit said, let's go there. And then that was blocked by a federal judge claiming it was anti-competitive. And that spun Spirit back into sort of a financial free fall, which may mean that Frontier may come back and restart those merger talks. We'll have to see what happens.
The man behind Frommer's Travel Guide has died. Arthur Frommer, dead at the age of 95. Any thoughts about what he did for the travel industry?
He truly was a legend. I must tell you that Arthur Frommer was the first person to put me on his show. I learned so much from him. His daughter, Pauline, is still flying that flag with so many great books and service that she provides. But he was the dean of travel. He was a legend. And remember, he was the guy who published that very first book, Europe on $5 a Day. And that really revolutionized and democratized travel.
All right. KNX News travel editor Peter Greenberg. Peter, thanks as always.